This is the Kernel Dev Room. Just a reminder from time to time. Ready for our next talk. Renzo and Luca are going to talk about libvpoll, create synthetic events for poll, select, and friends.
Hello world, I'm Luca Bassi, I'm a student from University of Bologna, and today with Professor Renzo Davoli from University of Bologna we'll present the libvpoll library. Many programs use the poll and select system calls to wait for events triggered by file descriptor events. So you can write a library to be like a network stack or device, and you can implement your drop-in replacement function of a system call and use some dynamic library magic to rename, divert these syscall requests to their virtual implementation. This seems all good, but there is a big caveat that this approach doesn't allow to mix the normal file descriptor of the real file descriptor with the library one to use in the same select and poll and similar system calls. So Professor Davoli developed the libvpoll library. That is a library that permits to define a file descriptor whose IO events can be generated at user level. This permits to generate synthetic events for the standard Linux poll, select, pipoll, pselect, etc. System calls. And with this library, it's possible to mix the real file descriptor with the ones provided by libraries as a parameter of the poll, select, etc. System calls. The API of libvpoll is very simple. It is three methods. Vpoll create to create a vpoll file descriptor, vpoll CTL to change the set of pending events reported by the vpoll file descriptor, and vpoll close to close the file descriptor. The libvpoll library needs kernel support for a complete implementation of this feature. There is two possible support to libvpoll, a kernel patch extending the event FD system call, and a kernel model that implements a virtual device exponent at dev/vpoll. The library in reality also provides a fallback implementation, but is feature limited, and for full support you need or a patched kernel or the kernel model implementing the virtual devices.
So we had a problem. The problem was to mix real file descriptor and file descriptors, quote file descriptor, created by library implementing stacks, implementing virtual devices. We decided which the nice API for the library, but unfortunately, it is impossible to have this implementation complete without having a kernel support. The first idea was to extend the feature of RFD. In fact, if you try to code a library like that, and you look around the system call, and you step into the manual of RFD, the title said, create a file descriptor for events notification. That's it. But unfortunately, it is not providing ways to create, to set arbitrarily poll in, poll out, poll error, but just some way to synchronize processes using counters. So it was chosen because of the affinity of the feature. the kernel patch adds to MNFD a third semantics, because MNFD has already two semantics, the normal semantics and the semaphore semantics that is able to implement a service like the standard semaphores, up, down, in memory, in the kernel. We add a third semantics, VPOL. There should be another way to implement it. So following the standard naming of system calls, we have EPOL, create, EPOL, control, and so on. It would be possible to create, to propose the adding of two different system calls, EPOL FT create and EPOL FT control. But the idea is that we feel that MFT is the most clear and straightforward way to implement this feature. So, how this extension works? We can create the MFT with a new flag saying we want the semantics of VPOL. Then, following the semantics of MFT, we have read and write. Read return the current state of pending events. We use the 64-bit buffer of MFT as a bitmap of a set. Write is used to change the set of file descriptor of events for the file descriptor. For example, you can add polyene and purpre using this system call. So the operation flag add mod del is specified by setting the mode, the request bits. Okay? We had the problem, we had a proposal of solution, but we needed to have it working quite fast, quite good. We needed it for our projects. So we developed another way to have the same service, to implement this service as a virtual device. So we have implemented it. It is currently, if you install the libevpol package from Debian Ubuntu, you get this module, and this module is installed using DKMS. So you can have the service by adding the package. The package adds the kernel module. Here the implementation. So we use the libvpol, the user level library, tries one after the other. If there is the MFT patch, it uses the MFT patch. Otherwise, if there is the VPOL device, it uses the VPOL device. At the last resort, it uses an emulation. For the device, it is possible to open the device, and the generation of events is performed by I/O control, like it's usual for devices. Examples. We work in the Internet of Threads, the idea of giving its process the ability to have their own stack inside the process itself, so that its process can be a network node by itself. PicoXnet is a library which implements a user-level network implementation. PicoXnet is based off Pico TCP. It's Pico TCP plus a glue layer that creates that creates the abstraction of a library-based network stack. We have added libvpol. We use libvpol in PicoXnet so that you can write programs like a terminal emulator, which has a main event loop waiting for standard input to send data on the socket and to wait from the socket to send to write on the terminal output. So it wouldn't have been possible using other stuff, or tricky solution based on Unix sockets or pipes to synchronize, but it would be just on purpose for this. Instead, using libvpol and extension of the kernel of the device gives a general purpose solution, so that we are working to port even LWP as a user level stack implementation, so that we can mix and create applications that can use different stack implementation, maybe create gateways between network streams coming from different network implementations. Please. So to summarize, we had a problem to have file descriptor, real file descriptor, and virtual file descriptor working together in pol, select, epol, and whatever pol you can invent in the future, providing pol-in, pol-er, pol-pre, and all the pol events you can create in the future. And we have proposed a library giving a nice and easily straightforward interface. And we have implemented, proposed implementation, and implemented and proposed for the accepting to be accepted in the kernel, a device driver and an extension to the existing system call. If you want, obviously all of the source code is publicly available on GitHub. Okay, I think it's all. Are there questions?
Does this, I wasn't really sure from the slides, but does this need each individual event loop library to add support for this? Or can you use this with existing event loop libraries like, for example, systemd as an event loop library, but we need to add explicit support to be able to use vpol file descriptors? Or can you plug this in without needing to modify existing event loop libraries to use it?
Chiara la domanda? It's not clear to me the question. If, can you please try to...
So you have you create a vpol file descriptor.
Yeah.
And you want to use it with an event loop.
Yeah.
Does the event loop need to do anything special? Or can
No, absolutely. That's the point. Instead of creating something special to use the pol selector, use this method to use the standard clean syntax of select pol, epol, or whatever event awaiting system call you want not to use. That's the point. So instead of creating on-purpose solutions for this or that application, this is a general purpose solution for all applications needing to work with select poll, because you can add extra services to provide the same semantics, the same method to unblock, to signal events to, for these system calls.
Maybe one more question.
Please.
Is there any, there's also like the new interface in the Linux kernel is IOU ring. Is there anything needed to make this work with IOU ring as well? Or I'm not sure if you've looked at that.
I'm not sure, so I'll check and please send an email or send feedback.
I probably missed this, but why didn't you, for example, consider proposing a new EPOL extension, like a new EPOL system call, for example?
It's not an extension for EPOL. I use the standard EPOL like POL or the other. It's a way to signal to POL or EPOL that an event occurred. Current solution for this is to create, for example, a pipe and waiting for a read event on a pipe. And you know that if you receive a read event on a pipe, it means that something has happened. Instead of having this, you can use, you can write a file descriptor behaving like an event driver, so that you can port your code as is. Because if the driver would have to send poll and val, you can synthesize poll and val, and your epoll or poll can work in the standard way without extra code just to simulate something, because it's not possible to do what libepoll does.
Another question. As I understand it correctly, it simulates somehow the source of events somehow. But how does it scale? Because you use just one system call. In the case of the I/O control, it's just a system call, or using write, it's just another system call somehow. So it doesn't probably not scale, right? So if you want to generate thousands of events, triggering events, it requires a system call each.
So probably I say not it does scale. It scales as Paul scales, because
yeah,
you
Paul
can
scales,
use as
yeah.
many file descriptors. And for each file descriptor, you can have all the elements you need. In which means you think there are problems with scaling.
Yeah, I mean, poll or epoll or whatever scales somehow. But the mechanisms on your side to trigger this requires one system call. Here you see another, right on the slides, another one, the other slide. The right, if you saw the right, it's just a system call, or using the I/O control, it's just another system call to trigger this, right? So you have one event.
The solution with the device, you mean?
No,
using the I/O control.
Yeah, to trigger the event, but probably we can do it offline later. Here, the last slide, line.
Yeah.
No, on the previous slide. This one, the right call.
That
here,
one.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
You see this? It's just. This is a system call, the write is a system call, and if it triggered it, it requires a system call. But each static event requires one system call, right?
No.
And this, and if I want to simulate millions of...
You don't need the call for each event, because it's a bitmap, so you can...
Yeah, sure, I saw this.
You can set the bitmap of event you want to be added or set or cleaned, and with one call you set all the events for one FD.
Yeah,
obviously, for different FD, you need different...
Right.
Next.
Thanks. We're out of time.
Okay.
Thank you for your talk.
Thank you.
And we'll have a 5-minute break.